And with a faith born of, as she explains, deep indoctrination, deep fog surrounding their thought process. Continuing with Alice, when non-Germans watched Adolf Hitler's appearances in newsreels, they were never able to understand the adulation he was given or the number of votes he received in 1933. It was easy for them to see through his human weaknesses, his artificial pose of self-assurance, his specious arguments. For them, it was not as though he were their father. For the Germans, however, it was much more difficult. A child cannot acknowledge the negative sides of his or her father. And yet these are stored up somewhere in the child's psyche, for the adult will then be attracted by precisely these negative, disavowed sides in the father's substitutes he or she encounters. An outsider has trouble understanding this. We often ask how a marriage can last, how, for example, a woman can go on living with a certain man or vice versa. It may be that the woman endures extreme torment in this relationship, continuing it only at the cost of her vitality. But she is mortally afraid at the thought of her husband leaving her. Actually, such a separation would probably be the great opportunity of her life. Yet, she's totally unable to see this as long as she is forced to repeat in her marriage the early torment, now relegated to her unconscious, inflicted on her by her father. For when she thinks about being abandoned by her husband, she's not reacting to her present situation, but is re-experiencing her childhood fears of abandonment and the time when she was, in fact, dependent on her father. I am thinking here specifically of a woman whose father, a musician, took the mother's place when she died, but who often disappeared suddenly when he was on tour. My patient was much too little at the time to bear these sudden separations without a feeling of panic. In her analysis, we'd been aware of this for a long time, but her fear of being abandoned by her husband did not subside until her dreams revealed to her what had hitherto been unconscious, the other brutal and cruel side of her father, whom she had until then remembered only as loving and tender. As a result of confronting this knowledge, she experienced an inner liberation and was now able to begin the process of becoming autonomous. And my comment, I imagine there is an analogous process of confrontation and healing as we separate from that substitute father, the state, and its many surrogates.